always tell this to people that I have conversations with and I've talked to in depth about when we're in self-reflecting mode. And that's something that for many of us at a later stage in life, it happens a lot more frequent than when we're in our 20s. We're not fully aware. We're just kind of going and thinking we're going the right way. But when you get older and you have lived life and life hasn't been as fruitful or follow the path that you had desired, and you get a break in that point. So for example, for mine was in the divorce and that whole landscape changing. For many people, it's moving. For many others, it's whatever it is, having a child, getting married. Like there's points in our lives in which we reflect on our journey and be honest with ourselves, right? And that's the biggest thing that I got in my journey of self-reflection, because I decided that instead of doing what other people do, which is when they are on the outs of a relationship, they're looking for somebody else, they don't want to be alone, I took the path of, I need to figure out what the fuck happened here. Who have I become? Who I was before all these changes happened in my life? And what can I do moving forward to not repeat this cycle, right? And I think that for me, in my end and in my perspective, the first thing that came up in my time of isolation and self-reflection was be honest with yourself. And I think that was the thing that I realized in my personal journey, that I had lived a life, whether it was with friends, whether it was for family, whether it was for coaches or teammates or whatever you want to call it, coworkers, like you're living, many of us are living a life to appease other people, or we worry about being judged. And that was a huge step for me to move forward and say, you know what? I've been living a certain way of how people around me have wanted me to live, but in return, I haven't gotten the love I give them. I haven't gotten the support, whatever it is. And I said, you know what? Why am I doing that when I'm just still getting judgment? I'm still getting limited. Like it's not, the love is not being reciprocated. The energy is not being reciprocated. So why am I being this way with these people? And I started just saying, you know what? No, I'm not going to do that anymore. No, I'm going to live my truth. And I know sometimes when I speak my truth, it's not as understood, you know, or I don't elaborate, or I elaborate it in one way, but in my head, I have a whole different landscape of it. I think many of us have fought for this. So I know when I talk to somebody, you know, I leave things in a certain confine. But once I get to know you, once I become more comfortable with you, I expand on that a little bit, on the thoughts, and there's a lot of wiggle room with changes and things like that. Because when you want somebody in your life, you want to mold to their needs, but they also allow you to be in your needs too. You know, like my thing, there's a couple things for me I need to feel with people. I need to feel respected. I feel like they're not trying to control me. I need to feel like I'm supported. Like I'll definitely take accountability if something is, it's not something that I should be doing. Like if I'm going to go say rob a bank, you say, hey man, no, you can't do that. Like, okay, I got you. Like I'm not going to rob a bank. That's what you do. Like you have people around you like that. You know, I saw that in that Kanye documentary. Like there are people that were just trying to, they were his yes men. They loved him so much. Everybody's like, okay, whatever. And you can't do that. You can't just, you know, so I appreciate that. But the one thing that, the only example I can give to people to understand, like if I'm allowed to be myself, how much love I have for them is similar to how a athlete and a coach relationship is. So when an athlete trusts a coach, there is a level of, I'm going to do exactly what you want me to tell you or what you want me to do. So like Mike Tyson and Customato, which was his coach back in the day, Mike Tyson still looked up to him as a father figure, still does. And, you know, Mike is in his 50s. And he talked about this, how he impacted, he influenced him because he gave him the love and support and the freedom to be himself, right? I mean, of course he trained him, but it was a matter of the love that was being exuded for and allowing him to be himself and then teaching him to be better, right? Dennis Rodman is another example, in my opinion, like that. I remember Chuck Daly, the coach for him in the Pistons when he won the Defensive Player of the Years, that the assistants, he was telling the assistants, don't fucking tame Dennis. Like, you can't saddle Bronco. That was his term. Like, you got to let Dennis be Dennis. And know that he's going to make the right choices all the time. That he's going to, yeah, he may fall off the ledge. He may be this or that in the third. But Dennis knows how to win. Dennis wants to be a part of winning. Dennis is going to do things collectively to help the team. And I know I can reflect on that because when I coach or when I play with certain guys or coaches and teammates that gave you that trust, that let you go off and be creative in the moment and let you and not give you a hard time and not be so structured and trying to control you and trying to not respect your knowledge or your work ethic that you've put in to be a good player to react instinctively. That's when you really gain a bond from a player coach perspective. So I know when I talk my craziness and when I talk openly, like there has to be a level of trust of knowing that, hey, you are a good person at the end of the day. You are loving. You are great. You are awesome. You're a good dude. Yeah, you say some crazy shit, you know, and then a lot of it's in the name of being funny and just being open-minded and trying to push back at other people's views. But at the end, he's a good person. You know, I think all of us, and that's what I realized, is that I knew that my way of thinking, it's mostly good. Like, it's mostly positive. It's mostly, as my partner would say, in the light. Right? Like but there's a part of me that is likes taboo, likes the morbidness of humanity, likes that. It's not most of it. It's not even half of it. It's not, I would say it's like an 85-15 or 80-20. But I do like dabbling and that's where my morbid humor comes out because, and thoughts and things that I enjoy or not enjoy. Because I understand there's a little bit of that in me. I was watching this clip from that guy, Childish Gambino, Danny Glover, something Glover. He's a young cat. He's done music. He was in Spider-Man. He was in Atlanta, something like that. And he was talking about he is petty. Like, he knows he is petty. But it's he knows this is a dark space, but it's part of who he is. And he knows that he's not petty all across the platform, but he uses the pettiness of people telling him that he can't be this, that, and the third, and holding on to that and being positive and fueling it. I get it. And he was acknowledging the same thing that I was saying, is that some of us like do have a little dark in us. Some of us have a little morbidness in us, and it's okay. It doesn't take away from you being a bad person overall, or that you can get consumed by that, or whatever it is. It's like you understand as a person that those are my flaws, those are my imperfections. But I got them under control and I'm aware of them. And in some facets, I want to be better. But in some facets, we're not letting go. Like he's not, like you said, he's not going to let go of being petty. Now, it may be a lower degree of it, but he's not going to let go. And I think these are the things that many of people outside our circle judge us and make us feel bad, make us just ostracize and minimize that feeling and make us feel as if we're inferior. And I push back on that. I push back on that so much that I record many of my thoughts in this. I haven't recently, I'm just a person that I strongly believe in that. I strongly believe in our abilities to be good people. Like, most of us are good people, but we're just not 100% in that. Now, if you're, you know, these criminals and these people that just think very negatively and that's mostly what they consume. And I look at it a lot like a Jedi. You know, I always bring up all the sports and comic book and fiction analogies, but it's like a Jedi. Like, a Jedi knows they have some light and dark in them. It's just like, what side do they stay on most of the time, right? That's what Anakin was like light, but he had his dark moments. And then he was like, well, man, I like my dark moments. So he liked them so much that became his full focus. He went to the dark side. So, and I've had those moments when I was younger, when I dabbled in the dark side. And I was like, no, that's not who I want to be every day. You know, especially when I was back in the single world as a single dad, that's not what I wanted my life to be consumed by, like to be mostly dark, to hurt. You know, it was mostly like, okay, I'm neutral. I wanna be good. I wanna have good people around me. I wanna have healthy connections. I wanna be positive. I wanna be all these good things, and but also acknowledge those things that I enjoy that may be in the dark side, or that may be unacceptable. Let's just say, like, this is a much lighter term, that are unacceptable to other people. I'm okay with, because guess what? We're humans and we have these things. You know, I'm not, you know, the way I look at it is, look, as long as it's not hurting children or animals and it's all consenting adults, I don't give a fuck. Like, you know, whatever life you want to live with us, you know, as friends, as partners, as family, I don't give a fuck. You do you. You do you, whatever. As long as you're good to me, I don't care. You could be a criminal. You could be a convict. I don't care. As long as you're good people, you're good people. And I understand we all have a side, but it's respecting that person for how they're projecting you to be to you. And if they're being good to me, I'm going to respect that. I'm going to honor it. I'm going to appreciate it, right? Just like I want to. Like, I know that there's flaws with me, you know, that they're always being called out. And I get it. I'm like, I'm not. But I say this in a way where, as long as you know you're operating in a good place and you're happy, and what I mean by happy is that you're fulfilled with the person that you are and the journey that you've taken to be here and not have the regrets. You know, like, truly for me, there's only one regret in life. Think about this. I have one severe regret, like where, and I don't even have regrets, but if you were to ask me if I had one, this is the one. I wish I would have gotten my real estate license right after high school. That's it. I wish I would have had a book like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, right at 18, right at my senior year in high school. And I still would have played basketball at Florida Southern. I still would have went that route, but I would have been working on my real estate empire at 18, 19, because I would have worked with the people that I knew, the networks and the connections, and made things happen. By the time I would have been even 25, I would have been in a good place. So I think even 30, let's just say 30, that's the part where, like, for me, knowing what I know now and us not having the internet, that's why I always tell these kids when I talk to them. It's like, man, you have everything you want, everything you need to know about whatever it is you want to do. It's online. I tell that to my daughter all the time. I tell her all the time, listen, man, like, if you want to be a badass singer, if you like Ariana Grande, I'm sure you can watch videos on people breaking down Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande may have videos of her showing her routine backstage, so on and so forth. Like, whatever, like, there's so much access to people and performers and being taught that wasn't privy during my times growing up. And I was a curious person. I was a person that would have put in the effort, would have put in the time. That, to me, is hard work, right? Hard work is a subjective answer to everybody. But for me, hard work is when you put in the time above and beyond the expectation, and you learn and you progress and you're obsessive about it. And that's your focus. That's working hard. Working hard is putting that focus and putting that time and working at your craft of being better, and being able to block the distractions and get into that goal. I really do believe in that. Anyway, I don't know why I went on that rant, but it was just touching base on the reality, man, that knowing yourself, knowing who you are and owning it is one of the most freeing experiences you can ever have, because you can never be hurt by someone else's words. If someone says you're gay and you're like, yeah, I'm gay, but I am what I am, right? Like, but you already know that. You already feel that you're gay. You already have conveyed that you're gay. Okay, I'm gay. Awesome. Or whatever it is that you are, that you, people will have you shamed you. Like, you could try to tell that to me and I'm like, I don't care. I know that. I'll actually podcast about it if it bothers you that much. And I'll tell you my side of it. I'm not saying you have to agree with it, but you're not going to judge me on my feelings on a matter. Like, judge me in a way where it's condescending, because guess what? You're not a fucking moral deity. You're not a fucking god or goddess. You're not fucking perfect. Fuck you. Like, you're not, you think you're good. You could justify your perfection, but I bet you if I know everything fucking about you and your decisions that you've done, guess what? you're going to fall short of the glory of God. And that's the part where people are not able to accept that. That's what I believe. And I'll leave with this. I believe why that's why people are so judgmental of others, because they're so insecure about their flaws and about who they've become, that for them to feel better, they have to put down other people. They have to look at other people's lives and feel like their life is better. It's that kind of guy with a dick size. It's like, if that guy has a dick and he's insecure about it, and there's another guy, or he's talking to a girl and the girl's talking about guy, he's going to be like, how big was his dick? Or, you know, was he had a big dick? Like, guys and dicks, for whatever reason, it's this ego thing, right? So that's how people that are insecure operated, in that space of trying to talk shit down to you. Yeah, he may have a big dick, but man, he's broke as fuck. You know, but he doesn't know how to be, you know, like, that's how guys can be to each other, because they get into insecurity space. And I think that people, and I don't let that get to me, because again, I'm 45 years old. Like, I'm a grown man. I do what I want to do. And the people that know me and love me and support me know the kind of person I am. And that's all I care about. But if you want to make me feel bad about me feeling this way, when my overall as a person is good, I'm good. You know, I'm not hurting children. I'm not hurting fucking animals. I'm not trying to start wars. I'm not trying to murder anybody. I'm not trying to do anything. You know, I'm just living my life and engaging with people and being good with good people and not judging them on their situation, on their status, whether they're rich or poor, whether they're married or single or whatever it is. Like, I don't, or how you identify as, whatever floats your boat, man. But don't, you know, don't judge me, because I already have judged myself. And part of judging myself is by being honest with myself. You may not like it. You may not accept it. You may think I'm even better than that. But yeah, I accept that. And I have to work on myself. If it's something that bothers you so much, I get it. Like, you know, family's like, oh, you're not this way. I get it. You know, I don't know what to tell you. So if you give me, I know I'm a give and take kind of guy. So I'll work on that if you work on this. So it's a very fascinating thing to know yourself. And when you have people that try to kick you down or they try to judge you for that, it's something that doesn't hit me, because I let people know all the time. The first thing you got to do is just be honest with yourself about the life you want to live, how you want to be in the world, how you want to think, how you want to enjoy life, right? And do your very best to convey that message and be honest and be good to the people that have been good to you.